Hello and welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams and thank you for joining me on this broadcast. I want to thank again my wonderful co-host and friend Adia Wushner for her poignant and often in this culture provocative insights as to the contrast of how the world views and treats women with what God says and how they are of incredible value and worth in Christ. I hope you were blessed. I know I was. Also, I hope you got the chance to hear or go back and listen to Monday and Tuesday's episodes on the realities of sin and sorrow that we must account for in this fallen world among broken and sinful people, which includes all of us, right? Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So if you missed any of those or any others, go to our website at Love and Lordship, A-N-D in the middle, loveandlordship.com, and you'll find those. There is a watch, listen, and read tab for videos, podcasts, and articles. And you can click on that icon there in the middle of the homepage and find our book, The Authority of Love, the second edition. If you want to contact me, and thank you for those who have, your encouragement, your questions, your disagreements, and or any questions, whatever you may have, you can do so at loveandlordship@gmail.com. That's loveandlordship@gmail.com. Now, as I shared on Monday and Tuesday regarding the realities of sin and sorrow in our lives and in the world, today we're going to take a look at the greater reality of God's promises and protection, His deliverance, and what that actually means. I don't know about you, but I've certainly dealt with the consequences of sin in my life, and I'm so thankful for God's redeeming love in Christ and for setting me free from sin as I choose the Holy Spirit in me and loving obedience rather than the selfishness of my flesh. I've also had to deal with sorrow and still have to from time to time, sin and temptation and sorrow. And if you're dealing with life at all, I know you've had your share of sin and its aftermath, as well as sorrow and suffering and the struggles that we go through, whether that was related to your sin or sin of the world or just the brokenness in the world. By the way, we must remember that all of this is the product of our rebellious choices against a loving God, and that He still loves us anyway and has proven it beyond question on the cross of Calvary, as well as through His Word and the Holy Spirit presence and power that we have every day for those of us who believe in Christ. Are you walking in His love? Or are you still caught up in your fleshly desires, sin, stuck in the sorrow that comes with that? Today's message gives us great hope, but we have to remember that while He is faithful, He will never force our choices and actions. They must be done in loving obedience in order for us to truly receive that deliverance. John 14:15 says, "If you love me, you will keep or obey my commands." I'm not going to demand or make you do it. I'm just telling you these are the best for you, but you have to do it out of a desire and love for me. Chambers plainly calls what God gives us His personal deliverance. Again, we're on June 27th, same as the date today, in My Utmost for His Highest, the book, or at myutmost.org. In other versions of this devotional that have been printed and shared, there are two titles that give us just a little more insight to God's sovereignty in His deliverance. In the classic and updated versions of this Devo, the title includes God's overshadowing of personal deliverance. You see, so it's not personal deliverance in what I do. If you think about that for a moment, not only did God send His Son, Christ, as our deliverer, redeemer, and savior, but that deliverance is always present. It overshadows our lives in every way. We don't have to walk in it, but He's given it to us. And once again, the question then becomes, are we walking in such a way with Him that we are experiencing this deliverance through Christ and the Holy Spirit, or are we giving into the flesh? If we say we're a believer, we have that. We have the deliverance. The question is, when the temptation comes, when the sin and possible and the sorrows come, are we going back to our flesh? Are we giving into our flesh? Or are we walking in the Spirit? Chambers revisits an Old Testament prophet and promise made to him and to the people of Israel, actually, that we discussed about 2 months ago on this broadcast. In Jeremiah 1:8, God says, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord." Now, most of you probably know this, but Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet because he was sharing hard truths from God to his own countrymen who he loved, but they had rejected God and were going to be punished, exiled in captivity to Babylon, because they had turned their backs on God over and over and over again. God had given them smaller warnings and consequences many times, trying to preserve them. But ultimately, he had to be faithful to his word, and they kept being unfaithful, so he had to show them what that meant. Jeremiah was full of sorrow because they would not listen, and he had to deliver those tough prophecies that they didn't like. And they threatened him. That's what God's telling him right now. "We sure could use more Jeremiahs in our nation and churches today, but I'm afraid that most pastors and teachers far more fear the response of the media and culture, as well as losing those who sit in the pews who don't want to truly hear God's truths. And they've convinced themselves that the portions of truth from Scripture that they share are good enough." I believe the Bible calls that itching ears. Now, I understand the fear, but not the choice to act on that fear of man rather than the fear of God. Jeremiah literally feared for his life, but he feared and trusted God more so. Chambers points this out in today's message. In the book of Jeremiah, God poses a question with a terrifying answer. "Should you then seek great things for yourself?" That's a reference back. I think we did it on April 30th. If you want to go back and check that one out. "Do you then seek great things for yourself? Do not seek them, for I will bring disaster on all people." But he also makes a promise. "Jeremiah, wherever you go, I will let you escape with your life." That's in Jeremiah 45:5. We also have to remember that he promised the same thing to the people of Israel. This is all that God promises his children, that wherever he sends us, he will guard our lives. Our personal possessions are a matter of indifference to him. We have to hold them loosely. If we don't, there will be panic and heartbreak and distress, rooted often in sin and sorrow because of that idolatry in our lives. The same is true of our beliefs in the deceptions of today. Are we holding on to them or deceived by them, and/or are we teaching so that folks won't get upset about holding on to them? God is equally indifferent, Chambers continues, to our sense of what we deserve. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus suggests that when we are on his errands, there is no time to stand up for ourselves or to worry about whether people are treating us justly. "Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me." In Matthew 5:11, there in the Sermon on the Mount. To look for justice for ourselves is to be distracted from devotion to the Lord. There's the key to all of this and to our wholehearted devotion as disciples of Christ, walking with him as Lord. Place him above all other things and people, and don't let any fear or selfish desires trump that devotion. Chambers says, "Never look for justice in this world, but never cease to give it." How did Jesus say that? If they strike you on the right cheek, turn the left one to them. If we are devoted to Jesus Christ, we know that we have no control over what we encounter. I guess my question here is, do we really believe that we have no control, because we so often act as if we think we can control everything, rather than do what we can and then trust the Lord? Our Lord's message for us is this: keep working steadily at what I've told you to do, and I will guard your life. If you try to guard it yourself, you will remove yourself from my deliverance and protection. In other words, are you trusting your own wit and wisdom or God's? Chambers rightfully explains, the most devout among us become atheistic in this regard. Rather than believing in God, we enthrone common sense and tack God's name onto it. We lean on our own understanding instead of trusting him with all our heart. And I add this, that last statement is a direct reference to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I can attest personally and through decades of mentoring, counseling, and discipling others that it is absolutely true. And here's how it works. We will quote that scripture, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him." But what we tend to do is put a little parenthetical word or two in there. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your unsure or doubtful or uncertain. Is this okay with you, God? Is this in line with your word? Or I'm not sure. We put all kinds of things in front of that, and then we seek Him. But if it's all right and we know it's okay by His word, we jump right in. And He says, in all your ways, acknowledge me. Not just when you're uncertain or doubtful or when you want to know if it aligns with my word, but in every way and thought, come to me and acknowledge me. You see, as long as we have decided, even according to God's word, that our decisions and actions are right and good, then we tend to move forward without acknowledging Him. Then, when it may have been right, but it may not have been His will, we run back to Him or blame Him and when something goes sideways or fails. Here's some food for thought as we wrap this up. Remember, God wants our full, wholehearted devotion, which means that we look to and seek Him, His wisdom, and His will in everything that we do, not just when we're unsure. He has promised that no matter what the outcomes are, He has delivered us and given us our life now for the time that we have, but for sure in eternity in Christ. That's His personal deliverance, His overshadowing personal deliverance. You have it at all times. He will not force it. Will you choose it? Here's our love in action for today. Spend time with God in His word and prayer and listening every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message. And if you want more, you want to start somewhere else, go to the Gospel of John in the New Testament or the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. And do this each day, every day. Don't start 2 or 3 hours unless the Lord tells you to. Start with just 5 or 10 minutes. You can fit that in your schedule, but keep the commitment. Watch what He begins to do. And this second part of love in action is saying, when you're doing this and praying, ask Holy Spirit to teach you. That'll make a huge difference. Number 3, list those things in your life that fear or selfish desires cause you to act on your own rather than acknowledging God. Let me say that again. List those things in your life where fear or selfish desires cause you to act on your own rather than acknowledging God. Or maybe it's pride. Well, I know you're okay with this, God. I read it. It's in your book. I'm going to go ahead and do it. And you fail to get with Him, spend time with Him, and acknowledge Him. 4, search the scriptures to find out how He has and will deliver you from all fear, selfishness, sin, and sorrow in Christ. Doesn't mean they're not there, but He has delivered us in Christ. Then trust in Him and make the choices and acknowledge Him accordingly. Tomorrow is Family Foundation Friday with co-host and friend David Walls. So join us. Invite your family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to do so as well. Again, you can find out more at loveandlordship.com, loveandlordship.com. You can contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Thank you for your replies. If you'd like to contribute, you can do it at the Give tab. And if it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you who and then follow through on that. I want to thank you again for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned at 12:45 for my good friend Greg Horn, and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.